Scientifically speaking, a woman's prime time is said to be her late teens to late 20s. By the time she reaches her 30s, her ability to become pregnant starts to decline. By age 45, the likelihood of her getting pregnant, the likelihood of her being able to carry a child is slim to none. And in the event that she is able to carry that child, she risks losing her life. She puts that kid at risk of death, mental and or physical defect. Women fail to realize that time is not on their side. So instead of spending your 20s getting run through by hundreds of men, think about how time is not on your side. Think about how time is not your friend. But you're the same women who are going to be delusional enough to think that by the time you reach your 50s, you're going to be able to press a reset button and land a high-value man who's going to wife you and impregnate you. Now, before you start to argue your way through this conversation, before you start womanizing this conversation, these are not about emotions. These facts are scientifically proven. So as you sit there and argue with a man about how, well, men do it. Well, men have the capability to impregnate a woman, even in his late 70s, 80s, as they leave, they create sperm. As a woman, you're limited. Your eggs are limited. Therefore, you do not have the luxury to waste away your prime years. So when you're in your 20s, when you're in your late teens, this is the time for you to start figuring out what you want to do with your life. This is not the time for you to be getting to be getting run through by hundreds of men, by the neighborhood, by the whole neighborhood. So before you start arguing your way out of this conversation, start taking some accountability. I understand that even if the research is standing right in front of you, you're still going to debate your way out of it.